And yesterday, a really a big meal. Yesterday,
I really gorged myself yesterday.
And I did what? I put the food in your mouth. You say I.
I got as full as a tick.
All right. And when you put food in your mouth and you move your jaws,
it would chew it.
All right. And there's a dark brown, almost black liquid, the hot you drink in the morning.
Then I had to have Macopin, and up in the day that had a Macopin break again.
All right. And if you're talking about the way coffee's prepared, what would you say?
Well, let's see, I percolated my coffee. I percolated it last night, so I'd have it ready for breakfast this morning.
All right. And if you're thirsty and you're working outside, you might get yourself a...
Yeah, a snort of water or a drink of water.
All right. And what is that coming, though? Usually you might... Years ago, out on the pump, you'd have it in a cup, but you go in the kitchen, you'd just probably
pour it out in a glass or...
Right. And if the glass fell on the ground and shattered, you'd say the glass
it broke.
All right. The glass
is ruined.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, yeah, but you're using a form of break there. Say
it's the glass broke all the pieces.
All right. You might say, how many glasses of water have you... today?
How many glasses of water did you drink today? Have you drank today?
Right. And if a friend comes in the door, you haven't seen him before, you might say, you want him standing up, you tell him to...
Yeah, won't you be seated, please?
All right. And so, you'd say, I had just down to eat when the phone rang.
I just sat down to eat.
All right. And if you're there's a big bowl of potatoes on the table and you might pass them over to the person next to you and say to him,
"Will you place the potatoes, please?"
Yeah, and then after you take some, then you pass them on to the next person, and you might say,
"Yeah, won't you have some too? They're mighty good."
All right, and person might say, "Do you help yourself?"
Yeah, that's right. Just make yourself at home.
Okay, and so he told you to help yourself, and so you went ahead and.
And hit myself.
Okay. And if there's passed some food over to you that you don't want, what might you say?
Well, see, I just don't I don't enjoy that, or don't relish it, or
okay.
I don't care for any of that, please.
All right. And if you have a big roast, let's say you have a big roast one night, and then your wife has the same thing on the next night, you might say, "Today we're having
kind of leftovers from yesterday."
All right. And this is something made with cornmeal, milk, or water, and is boiled into a kind of preparation that people eat sometimes for breakfast. Sometimes they have it when they're sick or when they're having trouble with their teeth and they can't chew.
Wouldn't be mush.
Yeah,
make a cornmeal,
right,
and mix it up and put a little salt and a little seasoning in it, and you can fry it. Mush, fried mush is pretty good.
Now, if you're talking about all of the things you might have out near the house a little place where you grow things just to use, not to sell, but to eat yourself, you call that a little
garden or a little, if you sell it, it'd be a little truck patch or a little garden or...
What would be a general name for all of the things you grow in a garden?
Old vegetables or...
Did you ever hear that called sass? Garden sass, or truck, garden truck, or...
Really, it could be called a truck patch.
Truck patch,
I see. Truck patch, yeah.